Sean said, and I quote, "I think Loogie's going a little too far," as he speaks with a paper bag over his head.
I know.
Continue, sir.
I'm disgusted and disgraced. I think he's going a little too far with Dable. My point is, I think the rhetoric we've had around here, it's only two games, they're 0-2, is almost insulting to Giant fans.
Okay, no, hold on. Last week, the problem is you guys don't listen to me. Just like, remember when I told you guys about Sam Darnold?
Yes.
Just remember.
Yeah.
Don't take victory laps yet, Teague. It's 2 weeks.
It's a good start.
You're off to an amazing start.
For Sam Darnold.
You have bases loaded, nobody out.
Okay.
I'll give you
what
that.
What did I tell you last week? What did I tell you about the Giants last week? What did it look like?
It looked like a preseason
game. Oh, great. What did this week look like? They ran the ball pretty well.
Yeah, it looked like improvement. Right? It looked like every game they play versus the Commanders.
But whatever. I'm not even talking about the opponent. I'm just talking about the execution.
No,
they looked
it was better
this week.
It was better. And
Malik Nabers had 18 targets.
And the offensive line looked better. Look, there were definitely positives to lean on. But here's the truth. We spent an entire offseason, or at least since the schedule came out, pointing to those first two games and said, if the Giants start off 0-2 versus the Vikings and Commanders, they're going to be in real trouble. And that is where it becomes like, oh, my God,
well,
how bad is this going to get? And
trouble,
here we are.
Real trouble relative to what? Making the postseason?
Look,
of course they are. But
yes.
You know who else is 0-2? The Cincinnati Bengals.
Baltimore Ravens.
You know who else? The Baltimore Ravens.
And if Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow were here, I'd feel a lot better about that. And this isn't a slight on Daniel Jones. The point is,
he played better. I know his completion percentage was low. And
dude,
people will look at that and say, he only completed 17 passes or whatever it may have been. I forget what the number is. But he played a lot better.
I'm with you on Jones.
Made good decisions. Got rid of the ball on time. Right? Yes. And so I think they looked better.
I do, too.
They gave up too many big plays defensively. Six, I think, 20-plus yard plays.
Two third and 13s on the same drive. That can't happen.
Exactly.
But it's not even about making the playoffs at this point. Like, if they somehow great. The point is, how bad does it get because the schedule gets that much tougher? And how does the coach then handle
the losses, even if
the team's playing better?
Sean, here's what I would say, and I think Tiki agrees with me, even though he'll probably be more steadfast in not wanting to fire the head coach. Maybe I'll be quicker on the trigger. 2 weeks into the season, it is fair to criticize him. I think we've done that for about an hour and a half,
yeah.
Especially the decisions around the kicking. But firing a guy 2 weeks into the season?
I agree. I think it's a stupid question.
It doesn't make sense to me.
And what I go back to 2 years ago, or a year ago when we first started this show. I made a flipping comment to you guys. I got attacked by all three of you, which was, we don't know about Brian Daboll. I've seen coaches after one good year, things go bad quickly. And Tiki was like, I won coach of the year. Sean was like, the guy won coach of the year. What are you doing? Loogie, coach of the year. What are you doing? And I said, no. Everything's great. He's off to a great start. I've just been around long enough to see how quickly things can turn. Okay? Right now, it feels like it's turning. I'll be the first to tell you. Brian Daboll is being talked about in a way that he was not talked about, at least for most of last year, and certainly in his first year. Things can change quickly.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's going to be gone at the end of the year.
No,
what does this season look like?
There were a lot of people who were trying to fire him last year, too.
I think this is a
lot of this is a hangover from last year.
Definitely.
You got to absolutely believe
it. It started
that.
To change a little bit last year. You are right. I'll give you that.
And so, to me, it's not even about Dave's. It's about organizational instability when you're constantly changing coaches. Now, if you think you have a good duo, GM head coach, and I do think they are good, it showed it in the first year. I think the improvement on the roster, even though it's not elite, it's not on the level of some of the top teams in football, but they're a good team. They have a good coaching staff. Like, talking about just getting rid of that and starting over, especially with the name that keeps getting thrown out there, is like nauseating.
What name
me.
Are you talking about?
It's Bill Belichick.
Oh.
That's all anybody wants to talk about.
Wow.
And I'm just like, do you not watch the New Orleans Saints? Right? Do you not watch the Houston Texans? Do you not watch some of these other unbelievable coordinators who are the right age and have the right mindset? Instead, you want to go with Bill Belichick? Because he was a Giant, he's always going to... It never makes sense to me when I hear it. And I'm not just talking about for the Giants. I'm talking about for any team that's looking at Bill Belichick. And this is not disrespect on Bill Belichick, but the game has moved. It's different, right? His philosophy and organizational building is second to none. And there will never be anyone that does it as good as he did it in New England. But I don't think that's what a lot of organizations are looking for right now.